9 years ago, a conservation group petitioned the federal government to put the Pacific walrus on the endangered species list, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decided the listing was warranted. But the decision got stuck in limbo because there was a huge backlog of other listings.
Personally, back in 2008, I was very happy that the decision could be delayed for a while.
That's Rosa Meehan. She's retired now. But when the Pacific walrus was first up for review, Meehan managed the marine mammal program at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She says scientists knew polar bears living in the Arctic were threatened by changing conditions.
Walrus, there was concern, but it was not as immediate.
We'll come back to those differences in a minute. But first, some background on the Pacific walrus. Females spend their summers in the Arctic Ocean, giving birth and feeding pups. They rest on sea ice and then dive to the ocean floor to feast on clams. But as sea ice has retreated earlier in the summer, more females and their young have been forced to come onshore. It's become a regular occurrence to see thousands on the beach in Alaska and Russia.
Having that many animals hanging out on a land haul out was like, whoa, that's kind of a lot. You just don't know exactly what they would do. So there was a question there.
And Meehan says scientists were unsure how to answer that question back in 2008. There were concerns about stampedes, and they didn't know how far walrus could swim for food. With good sea ice, it's like walrus have a grocery store right in their neighborhood. When they're hauled out on land, though, they have to swim a long way for food. Chad Jay, a walrus biologist with the United States Geological Survey, has tracked walrus on epic journeys to visit their favorite feeding spots, like a place called Hannah Shoal.
They're essentially then not able to haul out for, 250 miles of travel.
Jay's worked on walrus studies for the past 20 years. And during that time, he says there's been some major changes in the Arctic.
Sea ice has been declining over the last couple decades. And we've seen that firsthand in our field studies. And it's been pretty dramatic.
So if polar bears and walrus both use sea ice to feed, retreating sea ice should be equally hard for both, right? Rosa Meehan says no.
The difference is that the polar bears have to walk around on the ice to catch the seals that they eat.
And without the platform of ice to catch seals, Meehan says polar bears don't have access to an equivalent food source on land. And there's competition from brown bears for what is available. So while polar bears and walrus are both experiencing the effects of climate change, Meehan says walrus are faring a lot better.
Well, so far they seem to be doing okay.
But Chad Jay, from before, says it remains to be seen if walrus can handle all of the changes headed their way. Besides the long swims for food, he says there are other stressors to consider, like where will walrus give birth as sea ice retreats? There's also the potential for increased vessel traffic in the Arctic.
So I wouldn't say that they're out of the woods yet.
Back when Rosa Meehan was still with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, she says climate change was still very much a part of the conversation. But the recent decision not to list walrus doesn't mention it as a threat. It only acknowledges, quote, environmental change. Still, Meehan doesn't think the decision was political.
I'm confident that the people looking at the science are looking at the actual mechanisms of what's going on with change, and they're measuring the right things. They're looking at the right stuff. It's just getting wrapped in a different set of words.
And Meehan hopes that different set of words doesn't impact research funding. She says there's still a lot to learn to ensure a future with walrus. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.